This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. A national lockdown for England as the region continues to fight the surge in COVID-19 cases. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson made the announcement Monday evening in a televised address.
You may only leave home for limited reasons permitted in law, such as to shop for essentials, to work if you absolutely cannot work from home, to exercise, to seek medical assistance, such as getting a COVID test, or to escape domestic abuse.
The current surge is gaining speed due to a more contagious variant of the virus, and the Prime Minister said urgent action must be taken to slow the spread and relieve pressure hospitals are under. The lockdown is expected to last until mid-February. Saudi Arabia will lift a years-long embargo on Qatar. That's according to Kuwait's foreign ministry. Kuwaiti foreign minister announced the deal on Kuwaiti TV Monday. The agreement reached to open airspace and land and sea borders between Saudi Arabia and Qatar will be signed at the Gulf Cooperation Council summit in Saudi Arabia Tuesday. Saudi King Salman will chair the gathering. Qatar's leader is now expected to attend the meeting for the first time since borders were sealed more than 3 years ago. The U.S. state of Georgia's top election official, Brad Raffensperger, said on Monday that fellow Republican President Donald Trump had pushed him to take what he called an inappropriate call. On the call, which was recorded and published by U.S. media, the president is heard asking the Secretary of State to find more votes and overturn his November presidential election defeat in the state. You can read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Stakes are high in the U.S. southern state of Georgia. Control of the U.S. Senate is on the line, and both parties are making final appeals to voters before the runoff election. President-elect Biden and outgoing President Trump are staging last-minute campaign rallies in the state on Monday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
If either GOP incumbent wins in tomorrow's runoffs, Republicans will keep the Senate majority. But if both Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue lose to John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, Democrats will control both congressional chambers.
This is not hyperbole. You can change America.
In Atlanta, President-elect Joe Biden telling Georgians they can chart a course for the next generation. He spoke hours after Vice President Pence told a church audience the GOP must keep the Senate.
Republican Senate majority could be the last line of defense.
President Trump was to speak later in Georgia, ostensibly to pitch the two Republicans, but also to keep up his own fight for the state's electoral votes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A British judge has ruled Julian Assange cannot be extradited to the United States because of the risk he will commit suicide. Assange is the founder of the whistleblowing website WikiLeaks. The district judge delivered the verdict on Monday, the judge saying procedures described by the U.S. that Assange would potentially be kept in almost solitary confinement meant that the U.S. prison system could not prevent him from taking his life. Assange faces 18 U.S. federal charges related to allegations of hacking, theft of classified material, and the disclosure of the identities of U.S. informants. Prosecutors have already appealed the verdict. The judge said she had reached the verdict after considering evidence from psychiatrists who said that Assange was planning to commit suicide if he were to be extradited. Assange's lawyers argued the entire prosecution was politically motivated and that extradition would pose a threat to journalism. Britain began administering the first doses of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine on Monday. British officials say a 500,000 doses of the vaccine are ready for use. In the United States, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says in his city, someone is infected with the coronavirus every 6 seconds. And he warns that what is happening in Los Angeles can and will be coming in many communities in America. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.